A little while later, Ben felt the familiar twinge in the force net above him. He didn't have to warn the others. Oleana was the first to raise a voice.
They're coming!
Ben was surprised to see the same number of Rancors as before emerge from the tree line and race for the hill. All 11 seemed fresh, unhurt.
Fire at will!
That was Tisander, and blaster fire joined arrows to hurtle against the Rancors. The beast reached the hill's base, and as before, clambered up with terrifying swiftness. This time, though, the central Rancor of the five on the southwest slope stopped when it reached Luke, not ignoring him as the others had, and began grabbing at him as the other four swept up around him on both sides. The spearmen braced themselves, but as the four Rancors came almost close enough to receive their thrusts, they halted. Instead of surging up to the crest, they began digging and prying at boulders toward the top of the slope. Ben didn't understand their tactic until it was too late. Tons of boulders, ranging from the size of a human head to the size of an airspeeder, dislodged by their efforts, clattered and rolled as a broad, deadly curtain toward Luke Skywalker.
Dad!
Luke, caught up in combat with a curiously defensive Rancor, did not hear. Perhaps he felt a touch of Ben's alarm, but he did not recognize it as applying to himself. He did not look up, and Ben saw the curtain of stone sweep across him and the Rancor, carrying both down the hillside with it. Then, and only then, did the four other Rancors clamber up to the top of the hill. Below, Ben could see Luke's lightsaber, gleaming, but now still, at the base of the hill. And four figures, women glowing with blue energy, raced out from the tree line toward his father. Ben crouched to jump, not at any of the four Rancors now clambering to their feet to his right, but down the slope, toward his father. A hand fell on his shoulder, restraining him. He looked up to see Dion shaking his head. It played out like a conversation, but with no words being spoken. The entire exchange, one of understanding, transpiring in a fraction of a second.
My father is in danger!
If you abandon the hilltop, the Dathomiri may lose heart.
My father!
Your attachment or your duty?
Dion was right, and that truth wrenched a groan from Ben. He stood up and pivoted, the better to leap into the midst of the Rancors. A slim hand plucked the unlit lightsaber from his grip. Ben caught a fleeting glimpse of Vistara in motion, flashing past him before she dropped over the lip of the hill, his weapon in her hand. Luke never lost consciousness, despite the head-sized rock that grazed his skull and toppled him down the hillside. He rolled and slid, his acrobatic skills keeping him from some of the pounding he might have experienced, and he stayed ahead of the majority of the rockfall. But dazed as he was, he could not avoid all harm. A rock slammed into his chest, and he felt a pop in his sternum. Another slab of stone gave way under his weight, and he came down upon it and slammed back first onto a moving stone surface, the world spinning around him. He leapt free, but traveled only 3 or 4 meters before he hit another surface. The blow knocked the wind out of him. Stones continued to slide and clatter down toward him, but most of them stopped short of his position. Dimly, he could see the Rancor he had been fighting. It was now between him and the base of the hill, lying still, tons of stone atop it. And he could feel danger above and beyond the natural peril posed by the rock slide. Dark side force energy was headed his way. He rolled forward, putting another 2 meters between him and the oncoming rock slide, pressing sharp, stony points into his back and neck and legs, and sat up to see 4 Dathomiri women, lined in blue energy, running toward him. As they saw him struggling to rise, 2 slowed their forward pace and lifted their arms, beginning a series of intricate weaving motions. Luke raised his lightsaber and tried to stand. Lightning, force lightning, erupted from the 2 spellweavers. It crackled toward him, lethal amounts of energy. He caught both bolts on his lightsaber blade. At such times, the weapon of the Jedi was more than a concentrated and constrained shaft of energy. It was an extension of himself through the Force. and the blade held the Force Lightning at bay. Residual energy reaching him caused his hair to stand on end, and the sheer force of the attack drove him back, forcing him down again. The two nearest witches were only meters away, and now Luke could see two more Rancors break free of the tree line and charge toward him. This was not good.